so wonderful. So Stella begins to tell them about her dream. She told them she was a noble heroine riding on her faithful horse, Othello. The horse had a flaming red coat and a blazing red mane. When Stella says this, Otto perks up.
Oh, wow! That horse sounds like it could be me!
I guess so. Red hair like yours, and his voice sounded a bit like yours, too.
A horse that knows how to speak. Stella and Othello have gone to lots of different places on their travels, but they've never experienced what you would call a real adventure. One day, the two of them are passing through a village. The villagers tell them about a dragon that lives in a cave deep in the scary forest. Everyone is afraid of it, but not Stella and Othello.
We're not afraid to confront it, are we, Stella?
Of course not, Othello. Let's go to the scary forest.
Stella and Othello ride deep into the forest. Before long, the two hear a sad howl.
No!
That must be the dragon, but it doesn't sound particularly scary.
If you ask me, this dragon sounds a little bit sad.
Stella thinks so too. Very carefully, they move in closer. The dragon is sitting in front of a cave with his head flopped down on his huge paws.
No, oh, I feel so lonely. Oh, woe is me.
Stella and Othello feel sorry for the dragon and want to comfort him. But as they approach, he tries to scare them. He opens his mouth wide and breathes fire at them. However, the brave heroine and her noble horse aren't intimidated by the fire-breathing dragon. They continue fearlessly to approach it.
Hey, Mr. Dragon. You say you feel lonely, but how will you make any friends if you scare everyone away?
The dragon sighs deeply.
Oh, that's just how it is when you're a dragon. You're supposed to be terrifying.
But Stella and Othello disagree.
That is total nonsense!
You'll see. If you just try to be nice and friendly to people, you won't be lonely anymore.
The dragon doesn't believe it, but he's willing to give it a try. Stella rides back to the village and returns to the dragon's den, bringing some of the villagers with her. People start shaking with fear. When Stella gently gives the dragon a pat and starts to scratch him behind the ear, the villagers come a little closer. Then all of a sudden, he opens his mouth and a small flame shoots out. That really scared everyone, but the dragon immediately apologizes.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. I had some hot peppers for dinner, and sometimes a little bit of fire slips out of my mouth.
It's okay. No harm done.
Gradually, the villagers creep closer and start to pet the dragon, who chokes up at the friendly attention he's receiving. And that's almost the end of Stella's dream. But she gets interrupted because Benjamin is blowing his nose loudly.
Oh, excuse me, Stella. That was very emotional.
What happened to the dragon?
From that day forward, he didn't scare anyone ever again.
Now the villagers call him the nice dragon of the scary forest. He made lots and lots of new friends and was never lonely again.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Toru!
Three Wishes for Carl. That same evening, after doing his rounds, Carl the zookeeper passes by the zoo's meadow, where he notices Benjamin, Otto, and Stella sitting and chatting.
Come join us, Carl. We're telling each other about our most beautiful dreams.
I'll bet you've got some good ones you could share with us.
Carl joins the three friends.